Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you through your amazing work of love in sending Jesus. You have restored us, brought us back home, given us new hearts and new spirits to serve you and flow together with you and be the lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading 1 Timothy 1 from verse 18 to 20 from the NIV translation. Timothy, my son, I'm giving you this command in keeping with the prophetic prophecies once made about you, so that by recalling them you may fight the battle well, holding on to faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected and so have suffered shipwreck with regard to the faith. Among them are Hymenaeus and Alexander, and I have handed over whom I have handed over to Satan to be taught not to blaspheme.
Hallelujah. I like this picture here in the profile of the white lion, because this is symbolic of what happens to us. You know, our days were written while there were yet none of them, and days were written, you know, so long ago, it's like it's written in eternity, because the word says that we were predestined in Christ before the foundation of the earth. So that's our story. That's the prophetic picture, the days ordained for us, our name written in heaven, our inheritance that God has got for us. But we came into the world not knowing that, and then we were seduced by the evil one, and that's when the wrong things started taking place in our heart, and then in our mind, and then in our attitude and actions. And so to save us, Jesus died so that we can be circumcised in the heart, and our praise is from God, giving us a new heart and a new spirit. And then we made white like this lion again. We, the white lions, the lions of the Lord. And so the avenue has been opened. At once we were just in tune with the things outside us, around us, and that's where the deception came in. What our eyes saw, the five senses brought about the wrong things. And we believed we this, and other people believed we that, and then whether it was good or bad, we were seduced into those things. But now the Lord has opened up, has come and circumcised, put out the bad spirit, the spirit at work in sons of disobedience, Ephesians 2 verse 2, and he's given us the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit quickens our heart, circumcises our hearts, pours the love of God into our hearts. And it's from that we get the right leading. The prophetic word that Timothy had to hold on to was what his family or what believers inspired by the Spirit gave. So he had something good to hold on to, and it gave him boundary lines. But the importance is staying in tune with the Spirit. The Spirit gives you faith. A clear conscience is where your faith comes from, your direction, your leading, the purpose, bringing about that name written in heaven, that inheritance, the good works laid out for you. And so you stay in tune with that, and then your faith is right, and then your bodily attitudes and actions is also right. We can see this also in Revelation 3, the Church of Sardis. We see someone is supposed to be alive, but he's actually dead, and he thinks he's alive, but he's dead because his works are not perfect. His works is not in line with the plan God has got for his life. And so he's drifting. So God tells him to come back to what you knew at the beginning, that which is true. And then he speaks about many insiders. They are dressed in white. Dressed in white is the righteous acts of the saints. It's that goodness that you've got in heaven that you are taking hold of through the leadings of the Lord, and you're putting it on. So you're developing on schedule. And that's what's so important, staying in tune with the Lord. Because we remember that scripture that many will say, hey, we heal the sick, we cast out demons, And yeah, lots of wonderful works, but he actually says, get away, I don't know you. So knowing God is from the Spirit, and that we need to stay in tune with that. And so in that Revelation chapter 3, Church of Sardis, and that way you enjoying the Lord, you are developing, changing into his image and likeness, and then he won't come like a thief. We can have confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. And then another benefit there is he says, and I will not blot your name from the Lamb's Book of Life. You will not take away our name. So you see, a person in tune with the Lord, developing on schedule, is partaking of his inheritance, partaking of his name. And that's you want to. You've come into this kingdom and come into this new day, the day of salvation. So you want to stay in it. Amen. And you don't want to miss out on anything. You're tasting the fruits and the goodness of the age to come through the Spirit, and you want to experience it till the fullness of when Jesus comes, or when you drop the body and you go back home, go into heaven. So stay, keep a tender conscience. Like Paul says, I keep a clear conscience between man and God, because that keeps you in tune with the destiny, your purpose, God's love. And then also Revelation 3, he speaks about there, and that's when God will come through for you. Jesus confesses you before the angels. And what are the angels? The ones that make things right, open the door, strengthens you. Yeah, take you further into the richness of the love plan, the story, the name written in heaven for you. Amen. So be blessed, staying in tune, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.